Module 2, Defining Success. Success is determined by a wide range of factors. When we are given a project or an assignment, we are also usually given a metric to which we can gauge the success of it. Having a strong team will benefit any organization and will lead to more success than not. What is a team? A team is a group of people formed to achieve a goal. Teams can be temporary or indefinite. With individuals sharing responsibility, the group as a whole can take advantage of all of the collective talent, knowledge, and experience of each team member. Team building is an organized effort to improve team effectiveness. An overview of Tuckman and Jensen's four-phase model. Educational psychologist Bruce Wayne Tuckman, Ph.D., was charged by his boss at the Naval Medical Research Institute, Bethesda, Maryland, with a review of 50 articles about team behavior. From this body of work, Dr. Tuckman conceived his theory of group developmental processes in 1965. The forming stage. Groups initially concern themselves with orientation accomplished primarily through testing. Such testing serves to identify the boundaries of both interpersonal and task behaviors. Coincident with testing in the interpersonal realm is the establishment of dependency relationships with leaders, other group members, or pre-existing standards. It may be said that orientation, testing, and dependence constitute the group process of forming. The storming stage. The second point in the sequence is characterized by conflict and polarization around interpersonal issues, with concomitant emotional responding in the task sphere. These behaviors serve as resistance to group influence and task requirements and may be labeled as storming. The norming stage. Resistance is overcome in the third stage, in which in-group feeling and cohesiveness develop, new standards evolve, and new roles are adopted. In the task realm, intimate personal opinions are expressed. Thus, we have the stage of norming. The performing stage. Finally, the group that attains the fourth and final stage, in which interpersonal structure becomes the tool of task activities. Roles become flexible and functional, and group energy is channeled into the task. Structural issues have been resolved, and structure can now become supportive of task performance. This stage can be labeled as performing. In 1977, Dr. Tuckman, collaborating with Marianne Jensen, proposed an update to the model, termed adjourning. It describes the process for terminating group roles, task completion, and the reduction of dependencies. This stage has also been called mourning, especially if the team's dissolution is unplanned. The first four stages are the most commonly used parts of the process. Coming from Smith, M.K. 2005, Bruce W. Tuckman, Forming, Storming, Norming, and Performing in Groups, the Encyclopedia of Informal Education at infed.org. Case study. Bruce was in charge of a newly formed team who were meeting for the first time. Before entering the meeting, he reviewed some training materials online. There he learned about Tuckman and Jensen's four-phase model of team development. He discovered the model's four stages were called forming, storming, norming, and performing, and each corresponded with a point in the development of a group's mentality. When the group gathered for the first time, he encouraged everyone to take the time to get to know each other. He wanted everyone to be familiar with everyone on the team in order to know their strengths and to feel personally connected to the project and to the team.